to our listeners. In today's story, we, Time of Hope Radio, invite you to follow along as we continue with Mother Teresa of Calcutta, an invitation and challenging call to follow in Jesus' steps by Father Dutch Gong Nguyen, are done by readers Danielle,
Gwen Mai, Mai Khan,
Gwen Liu,
Kiu Vu,
and Phi Long.
2. The Eucharist, the source of her strength and motivation in working with the poor.
The Eucharist is the supreme sacrament of love and the central mystery of Catholic faith. In their celebration of the Eucharist, the faithful give thanks to God. Through the passion, death, and resurrection of God's Son, they are united in the body of Christ and are nourished with the spiritual food that gives the strength to live their baptismal call. In baptism, the faithful enter into the life of God. In the Eucharist, the faithful's lives are nourished and strengthened. Grace and power of the Eucharist empowers each person to be faithful to the mission and ministry of Jesus, which includes the work of teaching and healing. From the Eucharistic table, the good news and the life in Christ, which have been given to the faithful, must be shared in both word and in deed. This is the work of all baptized Christians. Pope John Paul II reinforces this idea in his Ecclesia de Eucharistia. Our baptism, which united us with Christ, is renewed by sharing in the Eucharistic sacrifice. When one receives the body of Christ, one becomes one body in Christ. The Eucharist fulfills one's deepest longings for unity with God and other people. Paragraph 24.
Longing for the unity with God and others from the Eucharist and understanding the Eucharist as the central sacrament of love and the mystery of faith, Mother Teresa had an exceptional love for the great sacrament of the Eucharist. As a result, she strongly invited her religious sisters to enter the mystery daily in the Eucharistic celebration and in Eucharistic adoration. Mother Teresa said that her community should start the day at 4:30 in the morning with Mass, prayer and meditation, and end the day with an hour of adoration before Jesus. God is the creator of the universe and human beings. Therefore, from the beginning to the end of each day, they must connect themselves with God in prayer and meditation. The source of divine power to dedicate oneself to others is the daily encounter with God, especially through Holy Communion. This activity, which is part of her daily life, empowered Mother Teresa and her community to live for others. Mass is the spiritual fuel and food that sustained Mother Teresa to keep her going in the journey of life. Without Mass, she said, I cannot get through one single day or hour in my life. In the Mass we have Jesus in the appearance of bread, while in the slums we see Christ and touch him in the broken bodies and in the abandoned children, quoted in Playfoot and Gonzalez Balado 96. For Mother Teresa, God is revealed to her and to her sisters, and they are revealed to themselves in Mass. At Mass, the faithful come to know where they belong. When each person knows to whom one belongs, one will freely accept and give one's life to him.
The Eucharist is a sacrament of mission because it leads to mission. As there is no church without the Eucharist, there is no Eucharist without mission. One is living in the real world of good and bad things, and one cannot flee the world if one wants to fulfill his or her mission. The Eucharist is not intended to create a community closed off in the world. Rather, the Eucharist is given to sustain the one who fully embraces the world of all human experience, charged with grandeur and folly. The Eucharist leads not to the world's rejection, but to its recovery. It involves carrying out the mission of all God's people for the transformation of the world. Such a vision also leads to actions on behalf of justice. The celebration of the Eucharist increases one's sense of responsibility for the world today. That is the life of the Eucharist, which necessarily leads to mission.
Loving the Eucharist impelled Mother Teresa to seriously undertake the mission that Jesus left to the Church, bringing the good news to all the people around the world through preaching and serving, especially those who are in need. To carry out this mission wholeheartedly, Mother Teresa developed her love for the Eucharist. Sister Numala, The successor of Mother Teresa wrote about Mother Teresa's love of the Eucharist as one of the gifts she left for the congregation she founded. The Eucharist fueled the missionaries of charity service to the poorest of the poor. It is the foundation from which Mother Teresa and her members draw strength and love to continue their daily and often difficult work. It is through the Eucharist that Mother Teresa felt an ever greater obligation to work for peace as God's servant and as a faithful citizen of the world. Through the Eucharist, the community of Mother Teresa experiences the love of God among human beings, especially those who are less fortunate. The love that Mother Teresa received from the Eucharist was transformed into her burning desire to love others as Jesus did for all in the Eucharist. According to Mother Teresa, the Eucharist must be in action. The world today needs a lot of love, as well as caring and sharing. Jesus tells everyone to be generous. God's words call everyone to compassion. All of these motivations to serve must come from Jesus in the Eucharist. Our lives are very much interwoven with the Eucharist. We have a deep faith in Jesus' Blessed Sacrament. Because of this faith, it is not so difficult to see Christ and touch Him in the distressing disguise of the poor. Quoted in Playfoot and Gonzalez Balado 23.
When Jesus wanted His disciples, He called them to be with Him and to keep Him company. It was His desire to be with them, so that they might experience with Him His love and intimacy with the Father. Mother Teresa said, as she implored everyone to realize that Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament does not want the faithful's possessions, achievements, positions in life, or any other commodity. Rather, Jesus wants their hearts. Therefore, Mother Teresa recommended Catholics when they are leaving the chapel to know, love and serve the same Jesus whom we adored in the Holy Eucharist. Jergi, Her Life, 71. She inspired them to carry the Eucharist in their hearts, after leaving church, as an instrument of Christ's love to share with others the many ways in which the Eucharist touches their lives.
In his homily at the Basilica of St. John Lateran on Thursday, June 10, 2004, on the Solemnity of Corpus Christi in Rome, Pope John Paul II announced the forthcoming year of the Eucharist from October 2004 to October 2005. The Pope placed enormous emphasis on the importance of the Eucharist as central to the renewal of the Church with the theme, the Eucharist, source and summit of the life and mission of the Church. In choosing the Emmaus story as the framework for his declaration of the Year of the Eucharist, Pope John Paul II declared that this is what happens to all believers who truly understand what the Eucharist is. As in the Emmaus story, people often arrive confused and disturbed by the events and difficulties of life. They do not understand why things happen the way they do. That is why the Pope chose to make the Eucharist the symbol of what the world needed. Over and over again, he spoke of the dangers of selfishness, self-importance, and the indifference of people and nations to the needs of others. The Eucharist is life, light, peace, and love. The Eucharist is the source of life and the source of peace. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states, the Eucharist commits us to the poor. To receive in truth the body and blood of Christ given up for us, we must recognize the Christ in the poorest, His brethren, number 1397.
The Eucharist invites one into a life of faith. In the Eucharist, one experiences that love in profound intimacy. As evangelist, each baptized person has a special call to witness the gospel values, to make Jesus present in the circumstances of life, and to serve all sisters and brothers in need. When one receives the Eucharist with profound awareness of its true meaning, one will experience the reality of God's love. As that experience deepens, one becomes ever more free to be the kind of loving presence in our world that Jesus calls one to be. Edward Lee Jolly restated that Mother Teresa said about God's love in the Eucharist, "How great is the love Jesus shows us in the Eucharist. He makes himself the bread of life to satisfy our hunger for love, and then he makes himself the hungry one so that we can satisfy his love for us." Mother Teresa of Calcutta, 163. Not only are people hungry for love, but also God is hungry for love. The Eucharist leads one to God and invites one to lead others to God. The bread of life is the bread of action.
The year of the Eucharist was a time for the faithful to deepen their prayer lives. All of the faithful were called to integrate the Eucharist more deeply into their lives. Pope John Paul II encouraged Catholics to cultivate in our hearts a constant desire for the sacrament of the Eucharist. Ecclesia, paragraph 34. The Pope asked Christians to take any opportunity they have to adore the Blessed Sacrament. The Pope asked the faithful to follow Mother Teresa's example of loving the Eucharist. This hunger for the Eucharist triggers recognition of the presence of Christ in other sacraments, which draws them even more deeply into the practice of their faith. In the homily of the Beatification Mass, Pope John Paul II exalted Mother Teresa by saying that she shared the passion of the Crucified One, particularly during her long years of interior darkness. In the darkest hours, she clung with even greater tenacity to prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. This harsh spiritual struggle allowed her to identify even more with those she served every day, experiencing the pain and even rejection they felt. Pope, too. He said that through adoration and through true involvement with the Eucharist, one will receive strength from God, will experience God's love, will bear human suffering and sustain hope in the everlasting life.
Catholics have been invited to draw ever more deeply into their interior life, to open their hearts and together to realize in whose presence they are. All are invited to reflect on the communion that God creates in everyone. This is a sacred mystery far superior to anything Catholics can ever imagine. The Eucharist unites the faithful with God and fosters their communion with one another. Through the Eucharist, Catholics are learning again how to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit, so all may become one body and one spirit in Christ. Only when they recognize all are our brothers and sisters do they come to love and serve others with their whole hearts.
Faith in God and Mary, the Mother of God.
One day, while visiting Washington, D.C., a United States senator asked Mother Teresa if she got discouraged with her comparatively small amount of giving when there was such a huge amount of need. Mother answered, "God has not called me to be successful, but he has called me to be faithful." Teresa, Joy, 334. To be faithful, for Mother Teresa, was to offer herself completely to God, even in the darkest moments of her life. As she learned to pray from her mother at an early age, Mother Teresa also learned from her how to put her faith totally in God. Before Mother Teresa left home to become a missionary, her mother gave her a piece of advice that created an indelible impression on her heart. "Well, my daughter, go. Place your hand in the hand of God and never let go of him on your journey. Try to give yourself completely to Christ." Quoted in Gonzales Balado, Mother Teresa, 46. This strong statement became Mother Teresa's motivation when working with the poor.
For Mother Teresa, God became everything for her as she followed her mother's advice. Trust God and seek security of divine providence in every plan. If Mother Teresa could trust him, he would provide. She learned not to be discouraged or to trust in her own power. She did not let her self-sufficiency, selfishness, and intellectual pride inhibit her in God's providence. The story in her exit from the convent showed how much trust and faith she had in God. Soon after leaving Loreto, Mother Teresa was on the street with no company, no helper, no money, no employment, no promise, and no security. She prayed, "My God, you, only you. I trust in your call, your inspiration. You will not let me down." Quoted in Playfoot and Gonzalez Volado 10. Even in her first night outside the secure environs of Loreto, when Mother Teresa was tempted to go back, she never for one moment doubted the existence of God. Farday 61. Her trust in God was rewarded when she and her community dealt with thousands and thousands of poor people, and they never had to send anybody away because they had nothing to give. It is hard to believe her absolute trust in God, in divine providence. We have no income, no government grant, no church maintenance, only divine providence. Quoted in Playfoot and Gonzalez Volado 58. God was always with her and blessed her community's work. Despite such overwhelming needs, and although she has nothing from the beginning, Mother Teresa always had extra to give out. Moreover, she believed she was working with and for Jesus. Thus, she was never afraid. She only wished to follow God's will and wanted it to be his instrument. Let Jesus use you without consulting you. We let him take what he wants from us. So take whatever he gives and give whatever he takes. Quoted in Verdi 64. Since Mother Teresa saw God in the poorest on the streets, she had to surrender to him and rely on him completely.
Mother Teresa's personal relationship with God and with the incarnate Christ was similar to St. Paul feeling for Jesus Christ. Yes, I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. She stressed that lifelong devoted service of the poor requires a strong motivation found only in faith. Edward Lee Jolly states in Mother Teresa of Calcutta, a biography, "Without faith, no love. Without love, no service of the poor, the abandoned, the sick, the crippled, the dying. You can do our work 2 years or 3 years without religious motivation, but not a whole lifetime. If you do not believe it, try to do it." 161. Her faith in God and her trust in his providence shone forth to her community as well. She lived her life of poverty with the absolute faith that this will bring her nearer to God and lead her generously to others. Mother Teresa's faith in God moved her to work, and her love of Christ sustained her every day. The meaning of my life is the love of God. I would be ready to give my life, but not my faith. Quoted in Playfoot and Gonzalez Volado 95. Nothing was able to change or remove her faith.
Trusting in God drew Mother Teresa's fervent devotion to Mary, the Mother of God. This was deeply instilled from earliest childhood by her parents. Her love for Mary helped her find the vocation and desire to belong to God. Mother Teresa attributed her religious vocation directly to the intercession of Mary, to whom she prayed for guidance. When she founded the Missionaries of Charity, the simple white sari that became their habit had a blue border which symbolizes Mother Teresa's determination to imitate Mary, who is often depicted in white for her virginity and blue. The Mother of God is the first disciple. She never sought to draw attention to herself. She bore and reared Jesus, and she maintained the same maternal relationship to his work in all its aspects. She did this self-effacingly, humbly making room for others. She decided nothing, commanded nothing. She is a handmaid, hoping that others would adopt her attitudes. Do whatever he tells you. John chapter 2, verse 5. Mary gives us a perfect example of the humility, kindness, thoughtfulness, compassion, and love the sisters are told to imitate in their dealings with one another and with the poor people to whom they devote themselves. Quoted in Lady Jolly, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, 194.
That is why Mother Teresa loved to be like the Mother of God. Mary is not only the Mother of Jesus, the Mother of God, she is also the Mother of everyone because she offers one a model of faith and gives one an example of what it means to be a true believer, a follower of her Son, Jesus. This quiet woman of the New Testament continues to do for all what all mothers should do for their children. The Mother of God helps all, Mother Teresa said, to understand how to live responsibly, how to grow to full Christian maturity, and how to assume their place in the world as women and men of faith. Mary is the model of what it means to be totally committed to the Word of God. She is a witness to make the Word of God present and visible in the world. Therefore, it is obvious to see why Mother Teresa, as well as the missionaries of charity, accept Mary as the role model of holiness, faithfulness, purity, surrender, and sacred motherhood. One of the prayers frequently recited by Mother Teresa is, Mary, Mother of Jesus, give me your heart, so beautiful, so pure, so immaculate, so full of love and humility, that I may be able to receive Jesus in the bread of life, love him as you loved him, and serve him in the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor. Quoted in Vardy 18.
Mother Teresa and the sisters show their love for the Mother of God by displaying statues of Mary in many of the homes of the missionaries of charity. In their chapels, at the entrance of every house, in the courtyard or portico, there is a grotto or a statue of Mary to welcome all because Mary leads to Jesus, obtains from Jesus, shows how we should behave to please Jesus. Quoted in La Jolie, Biography 197. However, Mother Teresa also reminded the faithful that the devotion of the Mother of God and the deep filial trust and affection they have in and for Mary does not at all replace the devotion, still more intense and complete, that they have for Jesus. It is neither a substitution nor a competing devotion. Rather, it strengthens the complete surrender to Christ and the imitation of his life and holiness. Love of Mary and love of the Eucharist must be central in the life of every Catholic.
According to Mother Teresa, another way of showing love for Mary, Mother of God, was to recite the Rosary. When Mother Teresa was very young, she used to say the Rosary in the family. At 15, she joined the Sodality of Our Lady. After her father died, she and her family members prayed the Rosary every night. Her love for Mary is expressed in this way. Even today, Mother Teresa does not forget Our Lady of Lenice and the old Albanian hymn, On the Black Mountain of Skopje, we have our mother. She still sings it with childlike enthusiasm and with tears in her eyes. Jerzy, Her Life, 73. Saying the Rosary not only shows one love for the Mother of God, but also keeps one in touch with God, to meditate upon the life and suffering of her Son, Jesus. Praying the Rosary draws one closer to the mystery of Christ. One's attention to and love for Mary is based on her relationship to Jesus Christ, who came to reveal to all who God is, and to teach everyone the meaning of life. The Word became flesh because of Mary's cooperation. She helped bring God among us. Everything one says about Mary, one's love for her, and one's understanding of her role in the life of Jesus, and therefore in one's life, is rooted in the mystery of her being chosen to be the Mother of God. Through the gift and role of divine maternity, Mary is united with her Son, the Redeemer, and with his singular graces and offices. Dogmatic, paragraph 63. In addition, saying the rosary is the way to protect one from evil. For Mother Teresa, the rosary in hand has been a tremendous protection, strength, and help. Quoted in Playfoot and Gonzalez Balado, 23. Mother Teresa and her sisters pray the rosary as they go out. They are very much attached to the rosary. The sisters walk down the street with rosary in hand because they believe that Mary not only protects, but also brings joy and is the cause of their joy.
As Catholics entered the third Christian millennium and the dawn of the new evangelization called for by Pope John Paul II, it seemed only appropriate that the faithful were turned to our Blessed Mother's relationship to her Eucharistic Son for food, for thought, and for spiritual growth. When one places oneself in the nucleus of Mary's Immaculate Heart, one is intimately united to the heart of her Son. Mary does bring one closer to Christ. She does lead one to Him, provided that one lives her mystery in Christ. Mother Teresa did not show people to ask Mary for sublime things, but just to be a lowly servant so one can love God more. The love of God and Mary showed in the life of Mother Teresa. She has taught people to put their faith in God and their trust in divine providence. She always showed them the way to get closer to her Son through Mary and invited them to show their love for the Mother of God, as well as for the Rosary, the weapon of spiritual life. Dear fellow listeners, we will stop here with the story of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, an invitation and challenging call to follow in Jesus' footsteps. For more information, we would like you to follow us on website www.mantmaria.org or www.mantmaria.net. You can also email us at mantmaria2000@yahoo.com or by phone with Mrs. Kim Haas at 714-265-1512. We look forward to the next time we'll meet again.